It's not always a bad thing to decide to put off doing a piece of work. Sometimes we need to wait before beginning a project. Maybe we have to wait until other tasks have been cleared out of the way first. If the project or task requires creative thinking, then the unconscious mind may need time to develop ideas, and forcing it will only slow matters down. However, when the only thing preventing us getting started is ourselves, and our lives are made less efficient, organized, and successful than they could be, then procrastination works against our own best interests. Most people have procrastinated at some point. That is, they put off doing what they know they should really get on with. And some people can spend hours, days, or weeks avoiding getting on with a task that might only take a few hours to do if they just got on with it. The pattern of procrastination goes something like this. Firstly, of course, you know there's something you need to do, whether that's writing a report for next week, or filling in a tax form, or preparing a speech, or whatever it is. Secondly, you have the good intention of starting because you know you really should, but then you get a subtle inner feeling of resistance. Maybe it's a feeling of anxiety about the task, because it feels too overwhelming, and you don't know where to begin. Perhaps you really want to do a good job at something, and you're scared of not being able to do it well enough, so you don't dare begin. It could be a feeling of sulkiness or rebelliousness, because the task you've got to do feels boring or difficult when you think about it, and you don't see why you should have to do it right now. So, the task gets put off as a vague, non-specific future event, something you'll get around to eventually. And in the meanwhile, the old displacement activities kick in, and somehow, daytime TV becomes the priority, or a phone call to a friend, or another cup of coffee and a snack. Often at this point in the cycle, we justify our actions by kidding ourselves there are good reasons for these other activities. In the third phase, the pressure builds. The deadline approaches, or disappointment, disgust, or impatience with ourselves begins to build, or perhaps the boss or some other outside influence starts to put the pressure on. With many tasks, there comes a point when it becomes more painful not to begin the task than to put it off again. Maybe it has to be handed in tomorrow. Or if the returns aren't sent this very night, the tax office will fine you, or whatever. The job now just has to be done. Fourthly, there's the actual doing of the job itself. It often turns out to be far easier and quicker than all that initial messing around, avoiding getting started, might have indicated. And when the job is done at last, the final step in the procrastination cycle might be relief at having completed the task, perhaps tinged with a little regret that you didn't just do it in the first place without giving yourself all that grief. This session is going to help you break free from that old procrastination habit for good, by guiding your unconscious mind to release that inner sense of resistance, which is at the core of all procrastination, rather than making each day a struggle and endlessly battling with yourself about getting things done. You'll find that the more you listen to this session, the more you'll notice you're just calmly, efficiently getting on with things, and that life's becoming much easier, more productive, and more fulfilling as a consequence. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And I'd like you to begin by taking 3 very slow, deep breaths. Allow each in-breath to be full and deep, and allow each out-breath to be very long and smooth, the way you might sigh with comfort and relief at the end of a long, hard day. And really give yourself this time now to let go into a deeper, calmer, more inwardly focused state, where you can connect with a deep sense of purpose, strength, and determination within yourself. So, right now, as you follow along to the sound of my voice, and breathe comfortably and smoothly, just notice which of those hands feels the most relaxed, the one that's right, or the other one that's left behind now. Any old unnecessary tension can fade away, right where it needs to be, left behind, as the right kind of comfort for you now, can begin to permeate both of those hands, relaxing, letting go. That's it. And then a wave of relaxation can flow down through the head, shoulders, knees, and toes, remembering a certain childhood song that a part of your mind can begin to sing, gently and slowly, at the back of your mind, so that it becomes a kind of lullaby. Head relaxing, shoulders relaxing, knees relaxing, toes relaxing, and eyes 5, and ears 4, and mouth 3, and nose 2, head, shoulders, knees, and 1. That's it. Toes. Relaxing deeper and deeper. 0. All the way down now. -1. -2. -3. No need for any conscious effort here. Sinking down deeper and deeper. And for a moment now, you can find yourself remembering a particularly enjoyable game you played when you were younger. Maybe a game you played with friends or by yourself. A game you enjoyed when you were very much younger than you are today. That's it. Seeing what you saw with those younger eyes. Hearing what you heard with those younger ears. Doing something because it was so much fun and because you enjoyed it. And your unconscious mind knows exactly how it feels when you really want to do something, when you really, truly want to get better at something, and how determined and focused you can become at times like that. And you know what it's like, do you not, when you feel focused and absorbed, completely immersed in what you're doing, whether it's something to do with work, or whether it's a hobby, or a sport, something you really love to do, where time just seems to fly by when you're doing it. Distractions fade away, and you're just doing what you're doing without any conscious thought about it. You're in flow, like a writer, totally absorbed in the story and characters of their novel, like a runner who's really exerting themselves on one level, while effortlessly in flow, totally absorbed in the race on another level. And there's a deep psychological need within that body and that mind to be stretched. A need for exertion. We didn't evolve to lie on the couch all day. We evolved to thrive by challenging ourselves, stretching ourselves, whether that's sprinting through a forest or solving a problem through intense creative thought. And when you've worked hard on something, when you've really accomplished something you're proud of, or satisfied with maybe a paper you've finished writing, a tidy, well-ordered house you've finished cleaning, a project that's finally all done, it feels so good to know you can rest with a clear conscience, or to treat yourself to something really pleasurable or fun because you've done your work for the day. And there are people in your life who can come to your aid here, an inner resource for you, people who can remind you of what you're capable of, people who can see the real strengths within you. And a few of these people can begin to gather around you right now. in this inner space in your mind. Maybe you'll see a good friend standing there to your left or your right. Maybe a teacher you really liked and respected. Maybe a much-loved relative. Maybe one of your heroes. Someone who inspires you to aspire to be better. Really get a sense of several resourceful, inspiring people gathering around you right now. Perhaps one of them rests a hand on your shoulder, and you can notice their words of encouragement, their support, that it's time to make a change. A lasting, permanent change in how you start to really get things done consistently, professionally, to start taking a much more adult, professional approach to how you live your life. That's it. And right now, allow a task or a project to come to mind that you really, really want and intend to get done, to get down to work on, to finally get it done. And with a calm sense of purpose and flow, surrounded by this inner group of supportive people here, you can just watch a future you now, right there in front of you, starting that activity at a specific time and day in the near future. See yourself there in the future, getting down to work, and notice how it's easier and simpler than you expected it to be. Just do it now. And then just float forward and merge into this future you. Just merge right into this future you after that task is complete. Or if it's a longer project, then get a sense of having finished one very important part of it. Allow yourself to breathe a deep sigh of relief, knowing you did it, and it's done. And notice what this means about you as a person, here in the future, that you're starting to accomplish things in a different way, a more adult, organized, professional way. That's it. And as you look back from this point in the future, notice how you overcome any obstacles that got in your way. Notice how you beat resistance. Because resistance can take many forms. Resistance can look like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz, who tells you, in a trembling, cowardly lion voice, that the task is too big, too hard, too difficult, that you aren't good enough to do it. A lion who quakes in his boots and trembles in the face of that task you've got to do. And you can just notice how you overcame any fear of that task, how you overcame any sense of overwhelm. Perhaps you let go of having to do it perfectly. Perhaps by telling yourself, I'll at least do 15 minutes of work on this project now. Just 15 minutes. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And lo and behold, when you work on something for 15 minutes, you often find you naturally get into flow. And the cowardly lion finds his courage and realizes it's not such a big deal after all. Because you can do this, and you are doing it now. And sometimes resistance can look like a sulky toddler who just doesn't feel like doing the work. And you can really be a kind but firm parent to yourself in times like that, knowing that you can have fun and unwind later. But right now, it's time to grow up and to do it, whether you feel like it or not. Just as a professional athlete keeps up their training, whether they're in the mood or not. As you discover an adult professionalism in yourself, knowing that when you throw yourself into doing something, as often as not, you soon warm up and get in the mood as you begin to go into flow. And sometimes resistance can look like a distractible kitten, leaping from one bright shiny thing to another. And that's why it's so helpful to set aside certain periods of time each day to devote yourself to your work, where you turn off your phone, where you disconnect your Wi-Fi, you shut out all distractions, and for several hours each day, you pour your heart and soul, mind and body, completely into your work, into your project, into whatever needs to be done, nourishing and feeding the part of yourself that needs challenge, that thrives on being stretched. That's it. And as you look back from this future time, just notice how you step by step completed this particular task or project with a calm, purposeful sense of focus, with a team of encouraging, supportive inner resources surrounding you, keeping you on track. Notice how resistance might have tried to pull you off course. A trembling lion, a sulky toddler, a distractible kitten. But you calmly, purposefully dealt with resistance each time, bringing a calm, determined, adult professionalism to your work. And you can bring all of these changes right back into the here and now and integrate all we've been doing here in this session. Feel this calm, focused, adult professionalism flowing up through your spine, making you feel more upright. And feel it permeate every bit of the marrow of your bones. That's it. And as you extend this purposeful, organized, productive aspect of yourself out into the world, out into the future, out into your future, and leave behind that old, tired procrastination pattern for good. And then just see that specific first step of getting down to work on that future task right there in front of you as you get a real sense of tingling determination inside to take action now, to channel a sense of urgency, focus, and purpose into getting done what needs to be done. Now, that's it. And you can listen to this session often and become more calmly professional, more determined and productive each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.